maybe the most exciting thing that happened in my Philips time was the personal discovery of the Wigner distribution. The Wigner distribution has met me 3 times while I was at Philips. In 1973, Professor De Bruyne, a mathematician of the University in Eindhoven, gave a talk at the Philips laboratory on the Wigner distribution. I attended this talk, and being not prepared to this type of consideration, I could not understand what he was talking, and therefore, for me, it was a problem where I said, maybe mathematicians can understand that, but as an engineer, I'm unable to do that. When I came back from America, from this 1 year at MIT, there was within Philips organized a grand view for the mathematics advisors which the laboratory had from different professors from the universities. Mr. De Bruyne was one of them. And they visited also the group of digital signal processing of Dr. Peek, Dr. Klaassen, and myself. And already in this discussion, De Bruyne mentioned that the Wigner distribution might be important for us. When the discussion was over, I said to my colleagues, I tried already 5 years ago. I have the impression we do not understand that. So we did not mention and look into this business. And by chance, I discovered in the library at that time the PhD thesis of a young mathematician. He had done his thesis work with Professor De Bruyne. His name is Janssen. And I said, I must be able to understand what a young man is writing on the Wigner distribution. Of course, I was wrong, because this was a mathematical thesis, and the mathematical part was unclear to me. But he had written an engineer's view and introduction for the Wigner distribution. And this was, for me, the key to open the whole field, and I discovered that the Wigner distribution was a time-frequency description of signals having many relations to different types of representations like the spectrogram and so on. And out of this whole work came what is published in these 3 papers in the Philips Journal of Review, the Philips Journal of Research. And I quite vividly remember that we said we have 2 possibilities for this publication. We could send it to the Transactions on Signal Processing, but this might take quite a long time because the type of work was quite advanced, was new, and we had the fear that the review process would slow down the publication. And so we decided to publish it in Philips Journal of Research. Of course, this journal has also an internal review process, so mathematicians and physicists and engineers are reading these papers, but the review is done
relatively fast,
and so the papers are published in this journal, It is a pity that the German itself doesn't exist anymore because of certain reasons, certainly linked to economics. Philips has decided to stop this publication. And if you now look into the literature, these papers are mainly not mentioned at all. This has to do, of course, it is not the mainstream publication journal in the field, and today it is not, cannot be found in any library, and so I think the most rewarding statement I can make is the Winkler distribution is now accepted in the signal processing
community,
and many people are working with it, and applications are coming slowly, but in certain areas it is proven that this type of presentation of signals is very fruitful.